Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you have any concerns about the young preachers who are being educated to fill the pulpits of the land next year and the years after that? When you know what is being taught in some seminaries, in Bible colleges, and in universities, where the next generation of preachers will come forth, what do you see for the future of the church? One young seminary student was asked to prepare a sermon on the birth of Christ. He responded, "What is there to preach about a myth?" This is typical, I am afraid, of many of the young preachers in all religious groups. Many of them know precious little about the Bible and could care less. The Apostle Paul constantly worked with a number of young preachers, Timothy, Titus, and others. We do not know how young these men were, but we can be fairly sure that they were much younger than Paul. One of the most devout of these young companions of Paul was Timothy, to whom Paul addressed two letters, 1 and 2 Timothy. We know that Timothy's mother and grandmother were faithful children of God. We do not know much about Timothy's father, except that he was a Greek and probably not a Christian. There are five verses in Philippians 2 which provide us with great insight into the heart and soul of this young preacher. I want to read all of these verses to you at this time, although we shall not have time to discuss all of them today. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that is, unto the Philippians, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Christ's. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, as soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Philippians 2, 19-24. At the time Paul wrote the Philippian letter, he was in a Roman prison, but being in jail did not dampen his fervor for the Lord, nor his concern for the churches he had planted throughout Asia Minor and in Europe. Paul wrote of the many pressures under which he had worked and then said, "Beside those things which are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches." 2 Corinthians 11:28. As long as Paul lived, he never ceased to care for individuals and for the churches he had known. He trusted in the Lord to send Timothy to the church at Philippi. We do not know all the particulars of Paul's concerns, but we do know there were potential problems within the church. In Philippians 1, the apostle wrote of those who were preaching Christ of envy and strife, trying to add affliction to Paul's bonds. Philippians 1:15-16. Paul warned of dogs, of evil workers, and of the concision. The last term may refer to the Jewish persecutors of the Lord's church. Philippians 3:2. Later in the same chapter, Paul wrote, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Philippians 3:17-18. Paul mentions two reasons for sending Timothy to Philippi. He would receive comfort by Timothy's being with the church which he loves so much. In addition, Timothy would be able to give first-hand information about the condition of the church at Philippi. These were very important concerns to Paul, as you can readily understand. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.